All right, second video of the day. Real quick, I just want to touch on one subject. For those of you who go out and employ tactics and do better police work and become more proficient at this job and you just become the cream of the crop and the better of the best of the best, just know that there is going to come a time in your career where you're going to have haters. Every person who has success in law enforcement, because inherently most people are miserable, when they see somebody having success, you're going to have people who are going to not like that, who are going to try to put the kibosh on everything that you're doing. Now, you must have administrative support. Hopefully people will be enthusiastic about it, but you will scare people because they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what you're doing. You must communicate the things that you learn in this group and go into training courses back to these higher-ups. A lot of them don't want to hear it, or your coworkers. They don't want to hear it either. So just know that if you do have, begin to have success, you're going to experience haters for the most part. Most of you will. And it just comes to the territory of being good at anything. It is what it is. I really don't want to spend too much time addressing it, but I don't want you to feel weird when it happens to you. Just know that it's coming. It's expected. There's nothing you can do to make you feel bad because you come from a good place. You're noble. You're trying to do the right thing. You're trying to do what you came in this world to do. You're trying to be the best cop you can be. And for some odd reason, I don't even understand jealousy. I don't get it. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. I don't understand what it's about. I don't know where it comes from, the insecurities that these people have. I've experienced it plenty. Right, there you go. I've experienced it my whole career, not because I did anything wrong, just because, and the people that you stick together with at work are the people that are more like you. It just comes with the territory. It's part of the process. If you haven't experienced it yet, it's coming your way. I promise you, there's nothing you can do to avoid it. And it's an unfortunate truth when you're trying to do something good. I don't know what to tell you guys, you could ask my partner and I, Carlos Villegas, my original partner, if he sees this video, maybe comment on it. When we were new, we were worked at an agency that didn't really, they weren't enthusiastic about us going out and doing proactive police work. But if you did it, they didn't bother you. Or they kind of had your back a little bit. They kind of didn't let you get chopped up by the piranhas if something happened. They would say, oh, yeah, look, we know you guys were trying to do the right thing. There was no pat on the back, all that stuff. But what happened was we would go to dinner every night at 10 o'clock. That would be our lunch break because we worked at that time 5 to 3. So we'd eat dinner at 10. And where I worked, we doubled up at 11. It's just a story. Every night at 10:50, we'd come back to our cars and there'd be jobs in that dispatch mode. And me and Carlos got separate jobs every night that tried to carry us till about, it depended what we got. They would hold domestics for us, especially walk-ins, anything that was a big job. It was the radio guy's name was Ray Miller. He had 30 years on the job. He hated that we were proactive. It drove him crazy. I don't know if it was him and the other people in there. He hated it. I didn't hate Ray. He just hated the fact that we go out and stop cars because he had to take his feet off the desk and punch plates in. And that drove him nuts. So he just, there was no supervisor at that time dictating what was going to happen. So me and Carlos, we ate the shit sandwich every night for years, but we still went out and did our thing right after that. And we just didn't let them hold you down, but know where you work. Don't go against the grain. Don't pick a war with your administration. Don't fight with these people. You got to have open communication. This is not something you're not going to leave tomorrow. Most of you won't even leave your shitty agencies. You're terrified of it. So if you're not leaving, just be careful. Everybody who has success at something has to experience this. So when you experience it, if you're having success, if you're doing things, and if you're the person who's jealous of other people, get a life. You're an absolute loser. You are an absolute loser. And that's the truth. Learn how to do things. Stop hating on other people. Try to understand where they're coming from. Don't be mad. Try to learn what they're doing. Pick their brain. Be friends with them. Just an absolute loser. That's what you are. Anyway, that's it.